Diva Live Radio. I have with me Judith
Benyon
and
Patrick
here on my platform today to present the newest album, Tell Me My Songs. And Judith, are you with me?
All right. And Patrick, you're with me.
All right.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
So as we move along, I would like to ask you about where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London, the United Kingdom.
Thank you for that information. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you well, yeah.
Great, great. So as we move along, about the first track, Tell Me, what's the story behind the music?
Okay, Tell Me was an original song that I wrote about 11 years ago. It was a different version that I had done, and I wanted to re-record it with Patrick in a different sort of style of music. It's a little bit more jazzy, this version that we did. The actual song and the meaning behind the song is about relationships or people that you see that you like, and a lot of people hold their feelings back and don't tell the truth about how they feel. And I thought that was a different sort of topic that I wanted to sing about. That was quite a few years ago, but the song is still relevant today. A lot of people don't say how they feel, don't profess how they feel for someone, and it's something that happens a lot. So Tell Me is basically a song about somebody, how they feel. And you know, storytelling again is part of what we do with Alliance Records, and I wanted to do this song again differently with Patrick.
And Patrick, do you have something to say?
Oh yeah, I mean, Tell Me, it's Judith. You know, a lot of people, when they come to my record label and present new artists, they tell me, oh, I got a new so-and-so, I got a new so-and-so. And I always say, but where is the artist? You know, so Judith for me, she's a Judith and Benoit. For me, this song, it's like her. And then the rest of the songs that we choose together were about her impeccable voice, the way she portrayed things, everything comes from within. So that's why I also put the Tell Me in the title of the album, and instead of being just also stories, and instead of calling it stories. So that's the only addition I can do. The song speaks for itself. There are excellent musicians from LA, Europe, Larry Dunn, the musical director of Earth, Wind & Fire, Michael Apaches on trumpet, and many more, you know.
Well, thank you for that information. Wow. Can you still hear me well?
Yes,
yes.
I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. So let's start with an introduction for our listeners. Judith, what would you say to the curious listeners out there now? What would you tell them about yourself as far as your music career and this newest album, Tell Me My Songs?
Well, I'm a church girl by nature. I grew up in the church, sang in the choir, gospel choir with my family, and as a teenager just started singing a lot and writing songs with my brothers. And it kind of went from there. My musical career started with working with different producers in the UK, and you know, auditioning for different bands and auditioning for different record companies, and you know, it just continued from there. I'm all about the music. For me, it's all about the music. You know, that's my focus. It's what I enjoy. I enjoy creating. I enjoy writing. I enjoy the process of being in the studio. That's the focus for me. It's all about the music. And what we do in Alliance is we generate good and real music, and it's all about the artists that we collaborate with. So it's different musicians from around the world, and luckily I've got that kind of personality that I can work with pretty much anybody, and as long as the music is good and as long as the artists are on the same page as me, then I'm all good to go. But my humble beginnings start from church. If it wasn't for my parents, you know, I probably wouldn't have got into music, but that's where it started for me. And I'm still a church girl, and I still love gospel music.
All right, church girl. All right. Thank you for that information. And I'd like to ask, how did you meet up with Patrick? Patrick, you have something to say? How did you two come together and you produced this album?
Judith was very persistent in trying to let me hear her songs, her demos. And as a matter of fact, it took 4 years before I really paid attention. And once I heard deeply into what she's trying to do, and it was unique to me. And I loved the passion that she for music, the love for the music, and everything came from within. And that's for me what is inspiring, to work with an artist who does not look for the fame and money, but who looks for,
yeah.
for looking to touch people's heart. And that's all about the entire album. So these songs are written by Judith, they're written by me, they're written by Lou Lang, who is her songwriting partner from in the past. But also we have songs submitted by Ralph Johnson from Earth, Wind and Fire, Larry Dan is co-writing in many of the parts of the songs. So yeah, when and for us all, you know, we want only good music to come out and let people feel that we're trying at least to do our best. So we can only do the best we can.
And congratulations. Y'all have over 800,000 streams from this album, which really attracted my attention as well. Tell Me, Breathe, and also the song What You Won't Do for Love really got my attention on the album. And the other artists that you have collaborated that's on the album got my attention. So this is a wowee kind of an album. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So thank you for the introduction. Thank you. So let's talk about the album, Tell Me My Songs. Now, I would like to play Nordic Lights. Now, what's the story behind that track there? Can you give me some information or a brief thing behind the music?
Patrick, do you want to go first?
All right, I'll do it the first. Well, it's, the song has a very deep personal experience for both of us, not even knowing each other that well. When Judith came to visit me in the studio and we auditioned songs for the album, I, out of the blue, I submitted as a first song, and I said, would you like to sing this? And she said yes, and it turned out to be very good. But the story behind the song is that I wrote certain parts of that song long time ago when I lost my wife. She passed away, and then I had certain elements in my head. But then I was working with an artist from New York. His name is Jay Marson, who is a excellent saxophone player, and he's in the range of Coltrane and all these guys. And he's not a musician, he's an attorney, but he's an amazing saxophone player.
He is, yeah.
So,
he is.
And we were working on his album, and Marcel East, who was co-producing, writing some songs with me for Jay, we kind of, said, Jay, what do you think of this? And then suddenly Jay was all over the place with the saxophone, and that's how I finished it. And then I got somebody to actually write the lyrics, because I didn't know how to portray what I wanted to say. And my friend Emily Surtees, who wrote the lyrics, she nailed it because she understood exactly what I want to say. I gave her words, and then from there, Judith came, sang it, and we both cried, actually.
Aww.
Yeah.
So, Judith,
it's a personal,
yeah.
Very personal song, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Patrick. Wow, that is deep. That is so deep. Stick to me, that track there, Nordic Lights. We're going to take a pause, and I'm going to play Nordic Lights. Stay tuned, everyone. You two staying at Hot Seat. We'll be right back. All right, I am back, and speaking with Judith Benyot and Patrick, and we're continuing with the show. Judith, go ahead and give your website information, please, and social media information.
Okay, so my website is www.judithnbenoit.com, and you can find out all the information on my past history and album. My social media sites, my Facebook is Judith N. Benoit, and just click on that, you'll find me there. Twitter is at I Am Jude Online, and Instagram is the same sort of handle, which is Judith N. Benoit. And you can find me on LinkedIn as well, Judith N. So those are my social, main most social media sites. And my website, again, is www.judithnbenoit.com.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. And I would like to let you know that I'll be playing a couple other track songs off the Tell Me My Songs album. That will be What You Won't Do for Love and Sweet Soul. Now, that track, What You Won't Do for Love, which is a cover song, give me the story behind why, what inspired you to do that cover song, Judith and Patrick.
Well, Patrick was the one that actually wanted me to do the cover song. It was originally done by another singer that works with us on Patrick's label called Daniel. He's from Copenhagen, and he'd done it for an album of his. And I think he'd like the sound of our voices meshed together. So Patrick could probably tell you a little bit more, but when I heard Daniel singing it, I actually got addicted to hearing him sing it. And then he said, I think it would make a good cover for the two of us to do together. So over to you, Patrick.
Well, Bobby Caldwell was a good acquaintance of mine. I should say friend. Bobby had submitted several tunes for Daniel's album. Daniel is one of the artists that I work with. And we did What You Want to Do for Love, and it was great. Then when I heard Judith, I could not resist to hear these two as a duet. Daniel is a white Jewish boy from Denmark, and nobody when they hear him, they think he's a different ethnicity. And
he means black.
Right. I'm trying to be politically.
I know, but come on.
Well, and it's the element of surprise. I know also when Bobby Culver sent me some songs for Daniel, he did not know that Daniel is like him, Jewish and white blue soul, as they call it. So for me, the duet has also, because they sing it as a passion,
yeah,
together,
yeah,
and that's why we did two duets on the album, because Breathe is another one that Daniel contributed, and they match together. So, and now I can maybe reveal something. In the future, we want to do a total different project with these two artists, like going back to the 20s and 30s and do, I'm revealing secrets now, sorry. But we're producing number two album, and then the third one gonna be something like a big band from the 20s, 30s with Daniel and Judith and some other artists that are coming in.
Well, thank you
so
for
that's
that.
That's the story.
Well, thank you for that, Patrick, and rest in peace to Bobby Caldwell.
He done very well. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
And Sweet Soul. Tell me, Sweet Soul. Tell me about that song.
That's a different thing, because Patrick had, he had something from, I'm really sorry, the drummer's name. You had a beat with this guy, and you were going to do something with this song. So you can tell the story, and then I can tell about the lyrics.
Yeah. Well, I work with a drummer called Rick Latham. Rick, he's the author of a book called Advanced Fun Studies. And that book has been sold is the number one book for 40 years or something like that. Ricketts a very good friend of mine, and we've worked on several things, and I always liked his drumming. And he had this song written for his wife, actually. And but there was always something missing. So I said to Judea, let's do something this. And I gave pointers, and Jude, 5 minutes later, she came up with this awesome lyrics.
Yeah, Sweet Soul.
Wow.
Sweet Soul. Actually, that was you, Patrick, that came up with the title. I just filled in the blank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And Brenda, this show is not about me. It's about Jude.
Yes.
Jude is an awesome singer. Let's not forget. Let's hear some more songs of Judith.
Right. And everyone, stay tuned in for more songs I'll be playing off the album. Tell me my songs. And I would like to ask you, Patrick, about the upcoming events. Please tell.
Well, at this time, we are planning a tour for next year because we need to do logistics and everything. And at the same time, we are working, finishing the pre-production of some new songs. And then there is a possibility that Judith, together with London Community Gospel Choir, would open
Amen.
Festival. Yeah, it would open. There is only a possibility. We're still talking, negotiating, but it's in a southern part of Europe, in a country called North Macedonia, where I was born, actually. Some 35 years ago.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Let's keep the daydreaming down.
And we are also doing a lot of interviews now because suddenly people are experiencing the power of Judith's voice, and that these are the planning things that step by step we want to make people discover even more Judith, not only on Spotify but on live events around UK, around Europe, and eventually in the States.
Yes.
So definitely want to do the States.
That's why your listeners should be asking if they want to see her live, and we collect all this information and see the data, because we got to be, like everybody in the digital age, we got to see the data, what they said, carefully, because it's expensive these days to take things on the road, and especially when we are, not major label, not this, but we are inspired by the audience. We are inspired by you, Brenda, and people like you who are doing podcasts and keeping this music alive. So thank you for inviting us again.
For sure.
My pleasure. Yeah. And, I want to say to all the listeners out there that are other music producers and radio hosts, the door is open. Let's get Judith and Patrick in there, and let's talk about this album and upcoming events. And I'm quite sure y'all will be posting the upcoming events on social media.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
So Judith, go ahead and give your website information again and your social media information.
Okay, so again, my website is www.judithnbenoit.com. My LinkedIn is Judith N. Benoit. My Twitter account is I Am Jude Online. My Instagram account is Judith N. Benoit again. And my Facebook page is Judith N. Benoit. Just type in judith.nbenoit and it will come up. That's all the information. LinkedIn is the same thing as Judith N. Benoit. You can find me.
And thank you for that information as well. Now, at this time, we're almost coming to an end of our show. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those persons that have been supporting you in the making of this newest album. And you and Patrick both, give some shout outs. Go right ahead.
So, Patrick, I would like to thank Larry, Lulu, Morton, Lena, Patches. I'd like to thank Lou Lang, my previous producer, who contributed to some of the songs and we adjusted them, and he was still behind us for that. So there's a few people in Abbey Road I want to thank, and that's Mark, who was helping us a couple of years ago with branding and using the studio, and two of my friends there as well, which is Cam and Jack. And like my family, actually, my sons, they've been very staunch supporters of us, of me doing my music, and I can't forget them in that capacity. And my mum and dad, who are not here with us right now, but supported me all the way through with doing this album. And I know they're watching me now and champing at the bits for us to keep going. But all the musicians, I would say, that contributed on the album, I don't remember them all my head, because Patrick dealt with a lot of the musicians, so he'd probably be the one that can say all the names. And over to you, Patrick.
Oh my God. Everybody.
Come on, Patrick.
Not everybody, but you know.
Yeah, not everybody.
Yeah.
Well, first, thank you, Brenda, for inviting us.
Yes. My pleasure.
You know, I got to thank my very good friends in L.A., Larry Bell of Earth, Wind & Fire, Ralph Johnson of Earth, Wind & Fire, Nathan East. Everybody knows who Nathan East is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like to thank Michael Patches. He's in Europe. A week later, he moved to South Carolina, I think,
right,
from L.A. So. And all my Danish artists, Daniel, Morten J, Nicholas Campagnol.
Oh, God, I forgot Nicholas. Yeah, sorry.
Nicholas.
Shout out to Nicholas. He's a brilliant drummer.
Awesome. Yeah. And on all that, my Cuban brother,
Luis
Fonte.
Yeah, Luis. I'm so sorry.
You know,
I'm so sorry.
This project has been awesome because the tremendous love of the artist who gave us the blessing with their tremendous artistry and everything has made this album more than we can say. I mean, it's not, thank you, it's not enough, but you know, it's in God's hands now, and should really pay attention to each and every song, because there is a lot of love in it from the musical
geniuses of the industry.
Yes,
for sure. You know, Nathan East is on there with his son as well. And I mean, I feel honored that these guys took the time to do this for Patrick and for me. So I'm humbled by it. You know, I don't take these things for granted that somebody like Patrick could ask so much of these artists, and these artists stepped up and did that for me. So bless them all, continued blessing to them all. And, you know, we've got a lot more to come.
And I will give all these names of all the supporters y'all mentioned an applause.
Definitely.
As we move along, what's the ultimate desire of which you wish all your fans and followers out there to get out of this new album, Tell Me My Songs? Any words?
The desire for me would be that by listening to this album, they recognize that good music still exists. Real music still exists. We're in a world that's changing because technology has changed so much of the industry. So I'm not the only person that would say this. There's so many artists that I see online say the same thing. By listening to this album, if you listen to every single song, if you just give it a chance and you listen to every single song and you hear the musicality, you hear the rhythm, you hear the songs, or the titles in the songs, you hear the lyrics in the songs, you will know that music, good music, still exists. So the desire for me is for people to pick up that album or, you know, listen to that album and say, you know what, you know, good music is still out there and I'm going to look for it. And if it starts with Judith and Benoit, then fine, let's find more good music and just keep coming back and listening to what we've got to do, because what we're going to continue doing is bringing good music and bringing back the music. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And thank you.
Well, I want to be educational here, but I'm totally cool here, and I want to inspire the young generation that comes to go in and treat music like any other commodities. Kids don't go to a bakery and ask for a free bread. They buy it. So that's why the desire about buying music and bringing back the music.
Right,
because
it's a
huge labor that is done. All these people who have worked on this album have put a lot of effort. And,
don't buy the album.
Go and buy it. That's the ultimate dream. But don't buy it just because you have to buy it to satisfy our buy it because it's good.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
You know, because then we can make number two and number three.
Number four.
So thank you for that. Thank you for that. As we move along, I would like to ask you, will there be any future music projects to come?
Yeah.
I revealed that in my previous talk. Yeah, there is a music coming out as we are ending the pre-production of some songs. And also there are some various songwriters of a big, big format coming in the new one. But it's too early to say who and what. But yeah, number two and number three are already in the planning stage. So we work our neck off to come and do more. Because how do you top something that you started with? It has to be not only better, but it has to have the same substance, the same sustainability of music.
And the consistency
and also
has to be right.
Inspiration, since your show is about inspiration to young people, that music, it's a hard work, but if you love what you're doing, then
it's not work.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Wow. So that will be the next question. Any words of encouragement you would like to give to those up and coming artists? Go right ahead, either one of you.
Well, I would say when I was growing up and I was watching the artists coming out, I was inspired by what I saw. And what I saw was people who enjoyed music. And I think a lot of people were doing music because they enjoyed doing music. It wasn't about the fame. I think that's where the technology thing has swayed us a little bit. We have a lot of people who want to do music because they want to be famous. But a lot of artists who are true artists in the form, and I think of so many artists off the top of my head, but I'm not going to say because I don't want to cause a controversy online. But people did music because they loved it. If you look at the old school artists, when they're on stage, they're playing their instruments and they're in the zone and they're fully in it. They're committed to it. So if the young artists that are coming up, what they should do is watch artists from yesteryear and see how they performed, because then you will get inspired to just, even if you don't become worldwide famous, as long as you're doing something that you enjoy doing, you're creating music, that's the benchmark for me. So I would encourage people to do it because you love it. It has to be something that you love doing. My passion has always been music since I was a kid, from watching the first Jackson 5 cartoons on TV, and I saw Michael Jackson. I said, I want to be a singer. and, you know, that was when I was a kid. And then, you know, I saw Billie Holiday, and I fell in love with Billie Holiday. You have to be able to love the thing that you say you love doing. And then the rest will follow. So for any young artist that's coming up, make sure you love what you do. That's the only thing.
Stay original, like Judith has to remain to who you are.
Exactly.
Don't try to be
anybody else. Yeah.
Anybody else, because originality, it always pays off, and it's to be your own guiding element. It has to be your own voice, your own passion, your own love.
I agree.
Otherwise, Otherwise, it's, you know, it's going to be like having too many cars to look the same. But even then, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you both for those encouraging words. Everyone that's listening, this is a very inspiring showcase. I hope anyone got anything out of it. Check out the album Tell Me My Songs by Judith Benoit and Patrick, the producer. I'm going to be spinning two other tracks from the album. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. This will be the last show of this month, but tune in next month for more shows coming up. I want to thank you all for your support, and stay tuned. And I want to thank everyone. This is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Make me do for love. home.